听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Well, I don't know who decides these things, but in America this month, people are celebrating dairy products. It's no joke. Can you imagine life at the dinner table with nothing made of milk? No cream, no cheese, no butter, no yogurt, and most unthinkable, no ice cream. So June is the month when we want to remind you to eat or drink something made from milk. If you have a chance, go visit a dairy farm and say thanks to all the cows that make delicious dairy products possible. Our lesson today, Milk's Big Month, starts on page 18.
Milk's Big Month. Eat or drink something made from milk this month. In America, June is Dairy Month, and there is no better time to learn about milk. Do you know the answers to these questions? Question: How much milk does one cow make? Answer: Cows produce an average of 6 gallons or 90 glasses of milk a day. For each gallon of milk produced, a cow must drink 2 gallons of water. Cows are milked 2 or 3 times a day. Question: Is milk the only way to get calcium? Answer: No. Beans and green leafy vegetables also contain calcium.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and you are joining us for a very special food article today as we talk about Milk's Big Month. That's right, we are talking about milk today, something that you might drink on a daily basis. Now, if it's Milk's Big Month, that doesn't mean that the month of June has any more days than any other month or that it's bigger in a way like that. It simply means that this is Milk's special month. There's something important about milk that we would like to share with you this month. So eat or drink something made from milk this month.
Okay, and it's definitely Milk Month in America. The first line of our article says that in America, June is Dairy Month. Now, when we're talking about dairy products or dairy foods, we're talking about foods that are made of milk. So milk would be a dairy product, and cheese, and I think my favorite dairy product would be ice cream.
I have to agree with you there, Chip. Ice cream is also my favorite dairy product, although we probably shouldn't eat that as often as maybe we drink a glass of milk. But June is Dairy Month in America, and there is no better time to learn about milk. So we want to ask you some questions today and see if you know the answers.
And these are some pretty fun questions to ask. So our first question asks, how much milk does one cow make? Now, a cow, Chelsea, is a pretty large animal. So I would think that one cow would be able to make a lot of milk.
Well, that's exactly right, Chip. As our answer tells us, cows produce an average of 6 gallons or 90 glasses of milk a day. Now, I usually drink 1 or maybe 2 glasses of milk a day, but a cow can produce 90 glasses, which is equal to 6 gallons. Now, Chip, how much is 1 gallon?
Well, 1 gallon is about 3.8 liters. And often in the United States, when you go to the store to buy milk, you will buy a gallon of milk. Or maybe you might buy a half gallon of milk if you don't use milk very often.
Now, for each gallon of milk produced, a cow must drink 2 gallons of water. So cows that produce milk are drinking water all day long, it seems, in order to produce these 6 gallons of milk per day. That is a lot of milk, and you can see why people all over the world have milk. It's because cows make it so quickly.
Okay, now, so far today, we've been using the word milk as a noun. Milk is the white stuff that you drink. But here, our next sentence uses milk as a verb. It says that cows are milked 2 or 3 times a day. So that means that a farmer or a dairy worker or a dairy farmer will go to the cow and will get milk from the cow. That's what it means to milk a cow.
That's right. And milking a cow can be done either with a machine or by hand. So in the olden days, back in the past, people used to only do this by hand, but now we have modern technology and it's done much more quickly, and I'm sure we get much more milk that way because it's a faster process. Well, right now we have some more information for you, but then we'll be back with our next question on milk.
What is a cow? Cows are always female. A cow's offspring is called a calf. A female calf is called a heifer until she has had her first calf and starts producing milk, at which time she officially becomes a cow. Males are called either bulls, which can have offspring, or steers, which cannot. All of these animals together are collectively known as cattle.
We hope you found that interesting. Well, SC asks our second question of the day. Is milk the only way to get calcium? Now, first of all, calcium is the white stuff. We actually call it a mineral, and it's an important mineral that your body uses to make bones and make bones stronger.
It's very important to get calcium into your body every day, and we know that dairy products are a good way to do that. But is milk the only way, or are dairy products the only way to get calcium? Our answer says that no. Beans and green leafy vegetables also contain calcium. Now, Chip, this is good news to me because I love vegetables.
I love vegetables, too, and I know you love vegetables. And I do believe that green leafy vegetables are some of our favorites. So green leafy vegetables would include broccoli or spinach. Those are green vegetables that kind of look like leaves. Well, that's all we have up until now, but we'll have more about milk's big month after the break. Before we take a break, let's watch today's skit.
Hey, Brandon, got milk?
Hey, Hazel, got milk?
Have you heard that phrase before?
Got milk?
The phrase, got milk, was used for milk commercials in the early 1990s. They were very successful.
People drank more milk?
Yes, and the phrase, got milk, became very well known.
Everybody heard it. Got milk?
Later on, it was used in other ads featuring celebrities wearing milk mustaches.
What's a milk mustache?
It's when you drink milk and it gets on your face. It looks like a mustache.
Wow, so that's a milk mustache.
Yes, in the ad, celebrities ask the question, got milk?
That's funny.
Yeah, people liked the ads, and the phrase, got milk, became very, very popular.
And sometimes it's used in other ways, right?
Well, yes. You might see posters or T-shirts that say, got guitar, got dogs, got food.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
It is, and it all comes from that phrase, got milk.
I like that. And I like milk, too.
Me, too. Got milk?
Welcome back, everybody. How often do you eat or drink something made from milk? Once a day? Once a month? In the U.S., June is National Dairy Month, and we're celebrating with a fun lesson about cows, milk, and other milk-related things like calcium. This lesson is in a question and answer format, and now we're right in the middle of answer number two. So let's look at the rest of that answer and then touch on one of my favorite dairy products, cheese. The reading resumes now on line 10.
Milk's big month. Your body absorbs the same amount of calcium from 2 cups of broccoli as it does from 1 cup of milk. Most people, though, still consider eating dairy products the tastiest way to consume calcium. Question: how much milk goes into 1 pound of cheese? Answer: 10 pounds of milk are needed for just 1 pound of cheese. People have enjoyed cheese since at least 6000 BC. Today, there are more than 2000 varieties available. Drink a cup of milk, eat a piece of cheese, or enjoy some yogurt today.
Welcome back. Just before the break, we asked the question, is milk the only way to get calcium? And remember, calcium is a substance that your body needs every day in order to make your bones strong. And the answer was no. We can also get calcium from things like green beans and leafy vegetables. And your body absorbs the same amount of calcium from something like 2 cups of broccoli as it does from 1 cup of milk. So, Chip, it sounds like even though you can get calcium from leafy vegetables, you get it maybe a little bit quicker if you just stick to dairy products like milk.
Right. It sounds like milk is an excellent source of calcium, and there's a lot of calcium in 1 glass of milk. So most people, though, still consider eating dairy products the tastiest way to consume calcium. So here, if we're talking about consuming calcium, Chelsea, what does that mean?
Well, if you consume something, that means that you are taking it in and using it. And in this case, taking it into your system and using it for the health of your body. So you can buy, you can drink, you can eat, and you can use things that you consume. Now, it says here that most people believe that dairy products are the tastiest way or the most delicious way to consume calcium. This is our Grammar on the Go sentence for the day, so let's go to Liz and see what she can teach us.
Hi there, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Since our article today is about milk, I'm here at a local dairy farm right now having a look around. Before I continue on with my tour of this place, here's today's grammar tip sentence. Most people, though, still consider eating dairy products the tastiest way to consume calcium. This just means most people still think or believe that if they want to consume calcium, eating dairy products is the tastiest way. Now notice the pattern of the grammar tip sentence. Subject plus considers plus object plus the way to plus a verb phrase. That's our focus for today. Use this pattern when you want to talk about how someone believes that a certain action is the way to get a certain result. For example, many people lose weight by drinking special herbal tea, but many health experts think this is a bad idea. We can say many health experts consider exercising the best way to lose weight. Or let's say you're touring a city and you want to find out what the best way is to travel around. So someone might tell you, most people consider taking the metro the most convenient way to travel around the city. So friends, give the sentence pattern a try. Somebody considers an activity the way to do something. Keep up the good work and don't forget to practice your English every day because most of us consider daily practice the most effective way to learn English. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, our article has one more interesting question about milk. So here it is. How much milk goes into 1 pound of cheese? Now, you know that cheese is a dairy product. It's a dairy food, and it uses a lot of milk in order to make cheese. So how much milk goes into 1 pound of cheese?
This seems like a lot, but our answer says that 10 pounds of milk are needed for just 1 pound of cheese. Now, we did talk earlier about a different unit of measurement called a gallon, and you buy liquid milk by the gallon, but you buy cheese in America, by the pound. This is also a unit of measurement that is commonly used there, and 1 pound is pretty heavy, but it's not that big, but it takes 10 pounds of milk to make right. 1 pound of cheese.
Right, so that's about 5 kilograms of milk in order to make a 1/2 kilogram of cheese. So that's quite a bit of milk needed to make cheese. But cheese is one of my favorite foods. Maybe it's one of your favorites too. Our article says that people have enjoyed cheese since at least 6,000 BC. Now that is a long time ago, Charles.
That is nearly 8,000 years ago. So for many, many years, people have been making cheese and enjoying eating cheese. And as you probably know, there are many, many different kinds of cheese to choose from. So cheese is a very special dairy food. And today, there are more than 2,000 varieties available. Now that is a lot.
Wow.
I said a lot of different kinds of cheese, but 2,000 kinds, that is a lot to choose from.
That is a lot of different varieties, a lot of different kinds of cheese. Now, I have tried several different kinds of cheese, but man, maybe only 10 or 20 different kinds of cheese, not 2,000 different kinds.
Me either. Now, I think my personal favorite type of cheese is mozzarella cheese. That's the type of cheese you often find on Italian food, like pizza or maybe lasagna. It's very delicious, and again, it is a very good source of calcium.
So our article ends by recommending that you drink a cup of milk, or eat a piece of cheese, or you could enjoy some yogurt today. Now, yogurt, this is another kind of dairy food that we sometimes eat and sometimes drink. Chelsea, what is yogurt?
Well, like you said, it's a type of dairy food, and it is very, very nutritious. And it often, if you eat it, it helps your stomach be able to handle food or digest food. It's a little bit thicker than milk, and it usually comes in a very small container, and it might have a flavor to it, or you might be able to add some of your own fruit to it to make it taste even more delicious. But again, it's a dairy product. It contains calcium, and it's very healthy, as all of our dairy products today are. Well, we hope you learned a lot about milk's big month today. That's all the time we have. But before we go, let's visit Ken and Ashley in the chat room.
Ashley, excuse me, do you have a minute?
Sure, what's up?
Well, I'm trying to add more calcium to my diet, so I want to drink more milk. But there are so many different kinds, I can't decide which kind of milk to buy. What's the best one?
That's a good question, Ken. The answer depends on your needs. If you want to buy regular cow's milk, you have a few choices. Skim milk, low-fat milk, and whole milk.
So what are the differences?
The differences have to do with the amount of fat. Skim milk has the lowest amount of fat, less than 0.5%. The word skim means to remove something from the surface of a liquid. When milk is processed, the fat rises to the top of the milk and is skimmed off.
Well, I've tried skim milk before, but it's much more watery than other kinds of milk.
That's true. The fat is removed, so it's less creamy. As for low-fat milk, you have two choices, 1% milk and 2% milk. They have only some fat removed. So if you drink 1% milk, you are consuming 1% of fat per glass.
And if I drink 2%, I'm going to consume 2% fat?
That's right. The other kind of milk is whole milk, which has no fat removed. Whole milk contains about 4% fat. It is the thickest and creamiest milk, and something to avoid if you want to lose weight.
But it tastes the best.
Yep, it sure does.
So, does one kind of milk have more calcium than another?
No. The amount of calcium and vitamins are about the same for all four kinds of milk.
What kind of milk do you drink?
My family used to drink 2%, but now I drink skim because it is lower in fat and calories. I take whole milk in my coffee because it makes my coffee creamier.
I see. Actually, I think I'm a 1% guy. Skim milk does have the least amount of fat, but I don't like the taste. 2% is a bit too creamy, while 1% has just the right amount of cream.
Now you'll know what kind of milk to buy at the supermarket.
Well, thanks for your help. I need to buy some milk right after this. 你若是在美国想要买牛奶，你有几种选择。一个是 whole milk, 全脂鲜乳。另一个是 low fat milk, 就是低脂鲜乳。低脂鲜乳呢又分成 1% 跟 2% 两种。这两个百分比表示乳脂肪的成分。再来就是 skim milk。动词 skim 表示将一个液体最上层的部分拿掉。牛奶经过处理之后，脂肪会漂浮到水面上。Skim milk 就是将牛奶最上层的脂肪拿掉以后所剩下的脱脂牛奶。接下来是今天的 language tips。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle。这篇文章首先我们来看的是 dairy 这个形容词。Dairy 是指乳制的或者是牛奶做的。注意它很容易和日记 diary 这个字混淆。日记的拼法是 diary, 乳制的Dairy 这个字的拼法是 D-A-I-R-Y。 我们来看一个例句， Dairy products must be stored in low temperatures to stay fresh。 乳制品必须储存于低温来保持新鲜。或者是 The dairy farm owns over 200 dairy cattle。 这个牧场拥有超过200只的乳牛。继续我们看的是 consume 这个动词。 Consume 本来是指吃或喝，例如My kids can consume over a whole loaf of bread every day. 我的小孩一天可以吃掉一整条面包。Consume 在这里又是指摄取。例如 ,eating all sorts of vegetables and fruits is the best way to consume vitamins. 吃各式各样的蔬菜水果是摄取维他命最好的方式。最后我们看的是 yogurt 这个名词。Yogurt 是指酸乳酪。英式的英文有时候会拼成 Y-O-G-H-U-R-T, 多了一个 H。 我们来看一个例句， Helen eats plain yogurt with fruits every morning. Helen 每天早上都吃原味酸乳酪加上水果。或者是 Gina only had a strawberry yogurt for lunch. Gina 中餐只吃了一罐草莓酸乳酪。或者是 Brenda bought some low-fat yogurt for her snack. Brenda 买了一些低脂的酸乳酪当作点心。And don't forget to drink your milk. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Milk's Big Month. Eat or drink something made from milk this month. In America, June is Dairy Month, and there is no better time to learn about milk. Do you know the answers to these questions? Question.How much milk does one cow make? Answer. Cows produce an average of 6 gallons or 90 glasses of milk a day. For each gallon of milk produced, a cow must drink 2 gallons of water. Cows are milked 2 or 3 times a day. Question. Is milk the only way to get calcium? Answer. No, beans and green leafy vegetables also contain calcium. Your body absorbs the same amount of calcium from 2 cups of broccoli as it does from 1 cup of milk. Most people, though, still consider eating dairy products the tastiest way to consume calcium. Question: how much milk goes into 1 pound of cheese? Answer: 10 pounds of milk are needed for just 1 pound of cheese. People have enjoyed cheese since at least 6000 BC. Today, there are more than 2000 varieties available. Drink a cup of milk, eat a piece of cheese, or enjoy some yogurt today.
Cairo Arrival. Chapter 32. Barun spoke to the captors for about 3 minutes, writing down every word they were saying. Margaret had run out of the office to get someone to trace the call. It was of no use. The terrorists were using Jenny's SIM card, and they hung up before any call tracing could be done.
Now, don't tell me you think you two are going alone to meet these people. I won't have it. What do you expect to do? Just go out there and deliver Jenny to them? There's been too much death already these days.
What other options do we have?
Margaret walked to the only window in the office. She looked out to the high walls with barbed wires, surveillance cameras everywhere, and armored security on high alert. Outside, it was chaotic. Inside, they were safe.
Mr. Dalla, there are always options.
They gave me directions. They gave me 2 hours. If we are not there...
Barun couldn't suppress his anguish.
He's dead.
January 11th, 1878, was a very important milestone in the history of the American milk industry. On that day, milk was, for the first time, delivered in glass bottles. So, if you're just not getting your fill of milk celebrations this month, you can look forward to celebrating milk some more next January. Friends, if you can, go out today and eat or drink something made with milk. We hope you had fun with this food lesson. Please join Studio Classroom again tomorrow as we look into a popular piece of Japanese culture. Until then, I hope your Monday is great. Bye-bye, friends.